In Unity, we have a daily prayer magazine called The Daily Word. And so we'd like to share that with you each Sunday, The Daily Word for today. And I'll have Sue Ellen read that to you, and then we'll follow that with a time of prayer meditation.
Find true peace. In the past, I have resisted unwelcome situations and unwanted outcomes. Over time, I have learned that my resistance did little more than leave me agitated and unhappy. I've learned to trade resistance for acceptance. Accepting situations as they are does not mean I like what is happening. But it does mean I am willing to be present to it without resistance or struggle. From that place, I am better able to work toward creating better conditions for myself and others. When I practice acceptance, I invite the presence of God to inspire and comfort me. I shift my attention from what might feel wrong to that which is always right. The absolute unchanging goodness of God. And from Philippians 4, we read, "Not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I practice acceptance and find peace."
Thank you, Sue Ellen. So I invite us to take this time each individually for ourselves. To breathe. To relax into this now moment in a time of mindfulness, time of prayer, time of meditation. And so as you begin to just relax, I will be toning our singing bowl that resonates at that energetic vibration of the heart chakra, which is the chakra of love. And as we know that we are all part of the universal flow of energy that is creation, that is all that is, we allow ourselves to be in tune, like flowing in the river of light of love, as we allow this energetic vibration to move through our being and take us more deeply into the soul of who we are in this time of mindfulness. And as this heart energy wends its way through us, we might notice at times it finds some resistance. That's simply a natural part of being human and on this journey, on this planet, in our physical, human, egoic place. So that is why we take these moments apart, so that we can set aside how we experience our world from that outer vision, from that humanness. We take this time apart to breathe into the heart and the soul of our allness, of our oneness. And as we do so, we allow this magnificent healing energy of love, of the light of all being, to dissipate any resistance. to surround it, to dissolve it, in order that that light may shine freely and deeply, brilliantly, from within the true heart of our being, the wholeness and the oneness of who we are, connected into all creation. And so we breathe into this moment with a sense of gratitude for the magnificent beauty and power of this activity of love that heals. It heals us not only in body, but in mind and spirit. It sheds light into the places that we feel separate from, where we may harbor anger, discontent, feel a sense of separation. We let the light that is the wholeness of love blaze so brilliantly within us that we become a beacon of light ourselves. We let it comfort us in the places where we need comforting. We let this love energy remind us of who we are and the expansive wholeness and allness and oneness of all creation, limitless in potential. We let the love remind us that we are connected to each other in this experience of humanity. And we are all each a unique and beautiful cog in the wheel, a piece of the puzzle. Unlike any other, it is our opportunity to share our gifts. To connect with others and to recognize the joy of our differences, the challenges of coming together, yet knowing oneness is not about sameness. And so we embrace ourselves and we embrace each other in our differences. And we feel that sense of acceptance rather than resistance. And so we continue to just immerse ourselves in this universal principle of love that is the design in which we are created. And as we immerse ourselves in that awareness, we rest gently for a moment, being infilled, being blessed, and being uplifted with inspiration to be all that we can be. And so we rest for a moment in that silent communion, that silent connection of all oneness. And in this place of healing oneness, as we feel the light that shines from within us, we send that light forth to connect with, to bless others, to send forth that highest intention of the flow of light and love. And so we take a moment now to surround our prayer box in that light and to also speak aloud to set that intention forth. The names of people, places that we would especially bless and hold in that light at this time. Linda, John, Karen, Bob, Jolene, Richard, Donalyn, Joey, Noah, Kelsey, Sue Ann, Wanda, Mary, Warren, Dale, Teresa, Susan, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, those people in need around the world. We hold all in that highest consciousness of the activity of infinite grace and spirit to heal and bless. And we say thank you. And so it is. Amen.
Let me know all is love, holy, holy.